All right, we're very excited to welcome a very special guest here with us this morning, who certainly is no stranger to WCTR, the area, or to what we're about to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we have a very exciting announcement, but I'm going to let him make it for you. Mm-hmm. Our guest, of course, is Chip McLeod. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Leslie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming this morning. So go ahead. Let's share the exciting news with everybody.
Well, I appreciate you having me, so I can announce the opening of our new law firm here in Chestertown called the McLeod Law Group.
Yay!
Thank you for that. This is something that we anticipated being able to do, and the timing was just right. Some people may know, or you may know, I've been affiliated with a firm called Funk and Bolton actually for the last 18 years. I joined Funk and Bolton when I first started practicing law, which incidentally was after I was serving as the county administrator for Kent County. Mm-hmm. So I actually went to law school at night while I was county administrator for Kent County.
Wow.
And a little bit after graduating from law school, I joined that firm. And so it's the only place I've practiced law. I was very fortunate to have a terrific mentor in a gentleman named David Funk, and he is the Funk in Funk and Bolton. And David, as my mentor over 18 years, allowed me to establish a pretty substantial local government practice around the state of Maryland. We represent, in my practice, is a lot of representing counties, municipalities, quasi-local government organizations around the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And when you think about representing local government, some people, if they stop and think, a local government is much like a corporation. In fact, towns, municipalities, Chestertown, Rock Hall are referred to as municipal corporations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're much like businesses. I mean, the big difference is their governing board are elected officials, mm-hmm. but
okay.
They enter into contracts. They have employees.
Mm-hmm.
The larger jurisdictions have police departments, and with police departments, you have liability and exposure and risk. So when you think about local governments, they're much like businesses, and there's a lot of legal work in different aspects to that.
Mm-hmm.
So my affiliation with Funk and Bolton, as I was saying, allowed me to develop this practice representing local governments around the state. I actually oversaw that firm's local government practice group, which at any given time might have had 8 to 12 lawyers around the state of Maryland representing local governments.
Wow.
Okay.
The other thing I was allowed to develop over those years was a pretty substantial real estate practice. And it's headquartered here in Chestertown, but we do real estate settlements really around the state.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is with some retirements in Funk and Bolton, it was a good time for me to look at branching off. And so basically what was the Funk and Bolton Chestertown office is now the McLeod Law Group. Those employees, the attorneys that were resident in the Chestertown office are now all part of the McLeod Law Group.
So it's absolutely seamless.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it should be seamless to our clients. So we're starting out with four attorneys, including myself, and we have four very capable support staff, paralegal staff. And we're off to the races. Yesterday, February 1st, was our day one.
Wow.
Anybody that's started a small business can imagine and appreciate what day one of your new business is like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's I know it's not new business from scratch.
Uh-huh.
I'm fortunate that it's not a new business purely from scratch because I have clients and we have an established reputation that I hope serves us well.
Yeah, that's a point we really want to stress. Yeah. Even though the name is new, it's the same experienced group of attorneys that you're used to working with.
Right.
So
yeah.
Between all of you guys, you probably have a collective almost half a century worth of experience if you were to add it all up, I would say. Right?
No, you're right, Brian. Not all of the attorneys, no less than 10 or 12 years of experience in different fields. And this is no, this is taking nothing away from Funk and Bolton, which is a larger firm. Funk and Bolton would fall in the category of a mid-size firm. They, mm-hmm. they've always had 30 to 40 lawyers at any time. The McLeod Law Group, we're going to be smaller. We'll be a little more nimble. We'll be able to do some things, I think, with some more flexibility that a larger firm can always
do.
With
a local focus.
Absolutely. Local focus. Now, we are still going to... So we have an office in Chestertown. We're located at 120 Spear Road. And more locals, I refer to it as the bypass, the road where Spear Road is.
What's the closest landmark?
Well, you're across from the apartments there on the bypass.
Gotcha.
Okay.
We're talking about the road where the Health and Bind Funeral Home is.
Yep.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I think FAM&M Insurance.
Correct.
Is back in
We're right next door to FAM&M. We'll give a shout out to Scott Bramble, and
hey, Scott.
Since he's providing some of my insurance.
Scott and Craig, yeah, good guys.
Just keep those premiums competitive. That's all we ask. I'm a small business owner now. So that's where we're located. We also have an office in Denton.
Okay.
That's primarily for our real estate practice. We do real estate settlements there.
Now, you do title insurance, too, right? You do title?
Yes. Yeah. We're full-service real estate, meaning residential and commercial real estate transactions. So we provide title insurance. And that's actually a part of our practice we really hope to build upon. We have a terrific team. I encourage anybody involved in real estate, the realtors out there that might be listening, or the bank folks that might be listening, let us try and do one of your real estate settlements, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. Mm. So our Denton office is primarily for that work as well, because we do quite a bit of real estate work in Caroline County.
Okay.
So we're very excited, and I am happy to have a business here planted in Kent County and Chestertown, and I think we're going to be here for a long time.
Very nice. It's very exciting, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just to, like I said, yes, like you said yesterday, day one, just the whole, okay, it started.
I remember what that feels like. You've spent all this time setting up for it to happen.
Planning
day
and
one.
Working,
like,
and yes. And then it's finally the fruits of all your work are going to, you know,
but
grow.
But you guys, as you mentioned, it's the same team, so you can hit the ground running. You know how to work with one another. It's just, you know, a different location, different name, but everything else is the same.
Mm-hmm. Right. We were very fortunate about that. So the first client that actually called yesterday, I was so excited. I said, oh, my gosh, there's a client that's calling day one, and, you know, give me something to do, right? Yeah, and we were talking earlier off the air. I mean, I'm very optimistic. This feels like a good time to be doing this. You know, change is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Some people with change, it's unnerving. I mean, even me a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you kind of go with the flow, and so we're very optimistic. This is a good time to do this. Like I said, I have a great team, I think we're in a good place to be. I mean, even for Kent County, what's lying ahead, some of the things that are going to happen here eventually, I think it's all looking very upbeat.
All right, now tell me a little bit about your team. I did have an opportunity to meet some of them, if we could kind of go over some of the lawyers that are associated with you.
Sure. So in addition to myself, one of our attorneys is Michael Forlini. Michael, his background is primarily environmental law. Michael spent some time as a scientist with EPA years ago.
Wow.
I mean, his background is actually a science background. He worked for EPA for a while. He also worked as an assistant attorney general for the Maryland Department of the Environment for a while.
Wow.
He was a solo practitioner for a while, providing environmental law advice and counsel to many clients. And then he was part of Funk and Bolton for a while. And then in this transition, it was a good fit, because a lot of the work that I do for the county's Clean Chesapeake Coalition, for example.
Let me interrupt you just a second if I can, because we're going to grab CNBC Business News, and then we're going to hear more about the rest of the team. It's 9:20 at WCTR. Good morning.
FM 102.3, 96.1 AM, 1530 WCTR, the town, online at WCTR.com.
And, of course, our special in-studio guest, Chip McLeod of the McLeod Law Group. And the funny thing about it is it's a new name, but still the professionals that you've been used to all these years through Funk and Bolton, now with a great team in place. And we were just discussing the team that you've had. Now, these guys are coming over with you from the previous law group, and we're talking about some of the experience. And let's get to you there.
So as I was saying, one of our clients, that some people have heard of is the Clean Chesapeake Coalition, which is an association of county governments in Maryland, primarily Eastern Shore counties, and Kent County is one of them. In fact, Kent County Commissioner Ron Fithian, who many people, your listeners know, is the chairman of the Clean Chesapeake Coalition. Michael Forlini, because of his environmental law background, is an important asset to the team that provides the support for the Clean Chesapeake Coalition. So when we get into issues about the Chesapeake Bay and the issues related to pollution and the efficacy of some of the mandates that are coming down about how to improve the bay, Michael can really help kind of sort through the science of it all as well. So so we have Michael Forlini, can help primarily on environmental issues. This also goes to non-local government clients who have issues with permitting and things like that. For the local governments on environmental, when they have wastewater treatment plants and they have permit requirements, they have problems. Maybe the Maryland Department of Environment says, hey, you violated a permit. We're going to have to issue you a consent order. We help local governments negotiate those things. Another attorney is Patrick Thomas. Patrick Thomas and I have been working together for almost 11 or 12 years. Patrick hails from Easton, actually, so he's from the Eastern Shore, and Patrick really provides all kinds of legal support, some civil litigation, but he also helps with representing our local government clients on a day-to-day basis. And then our other attorney is Carolyn Kalfas. Some may know Carolyn as the owner of Played Against Sam's.
Correct.
Some may not know. Carolyn is also a very experienced attorney and has worked in some different places here in Kent County, and I'm happy to have had her join our firm. Actually, she joined Funk and Bolton maybe half a year ago or so, but the plan always was that when we branched out on our own, she would be part of that. So we have Carolyn on the team as well. And then we have four very experienced support staff. In fact, I will say two of the people working in my firm, I actually worked with in some capacity with Kent County government way back when. So I've known them a long time. And so then we make a good team. And a lot of that support is for our real estate practice, because if you know anything about a real estate transactional work, a lot of the work is done by non-attorneys. And you need attorneys involved. Issues do come up, but a lot of that work is done by non-attorneys, but they have to be experienced. So that's our team, the eight of us. I'm hopeful that we're going to get to grow the firm over time, but we'll play that by ear. We're going to take care of our clients and the ones we have, and make sure they know we can continue to provide good services. Another interesting client I do want to mention that I think with the new firm we're going to be able to do more with, and it's very germane to this area, and that's the Delmarva Fisheries Association. This is a trade association we helped some watermen and local officials establish to really represent the seafood industry in the Delmarva region. And by the seafood industry, I mean everything. The expression is from ships to lips, really. From the watermen, the people that catch and harvest the seafood, to those that have to pack it, those that have to transport it, those that want to serve it. So this is a growing association that we hope we can expand and become a real voice for the seafood industry in Maryland. There's a lot going on in this state with respect to the commercial fishery. Frankly, there's been an assault on the commercial fishery over the years by a number of groups. I mean, I won't mince many words, but if you look at the environmental agenda in Maryland over the past decade, there was a real push to blame a lot of the problems on the commercial fishery, watermen over-harvesting, things like that, and that's why we have decline. The fact of the matter is there are real challenges for the bay. The upper bay is really been devastated by the pollution coming down the Susquehanna River. Conowingo Dam has served as a sediment trap for the Maryland portion of the bay for 90 years. The problem is that reservoir is full. So there is no longer a trapping happening. So all that pollution from the Susquehanna River
is coming
into the bay. So we are doing everything we can in Maryland to help the Chesapeake Bay. We're doing our part. Lord knows we're spending a lot of taxpayer money. But until we tackle that problem, you know, we're almost on a fool's errand. So between the Clean Chesapeake Coalition and the Delmarva Fisheries Association, we really are trying to bring some reason to the whole discussion about what's the best way to really help the Chesapeake Bay, improve the water quality, and maintain our seafood industry. I mean, for the Eastern Shore counties, Dorchester County, Kent County, Queen Anne's,
absolutely crucial.
The seafood industry is often overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. Just last night, I happened to go to the Kent County Planning Commission meeting, and they were talking about the comp plan, and I saw one of the changes. It seemed subtle, but it made sense. I'm glad somebody picked it up. It said, the old comp plan said, agriculture was the number one industry in Maryland. Kent County, right?
Yes.
It said that. Well, somebody made a point, and it said, they changed it to say, agriculture is the number one land-based industry in Kent County.
Right.
Yes.
Because it's when you look at seafood and you add up the economic impact of the seafood industry, even in Kent County, between all the different fisheries. I'm talking about rockfish, the crabs, the oysters, now the clams, which have made a comeback. It's a big part, and we need to have a voice that can push back when people try to limit the commercial fishery, limit the number of licenses, because these are livelihoods, these are fishing communities, and it's very important that we maintain them for some of these rural counties.
Absolutely.
So those are two clients that I'm excited that we're going to have the privilege of continuing to represent as a McLeod Law Group, and I think you'll be hearing more about those two groups.
Well, it's a good matchup because it sounds like you're obviously very passionate about the cause, and that's very important.
Yeah, and that makes a difference.
Sure.
And one thing I want to point out, too, not only do you have the experience, but because you've been here for so long, you have the relationships, so you can get things done. You know the go-tos. You know you've worked with these people all along, so it's the only thing different is the name, and I think that's an important thing.
Yeah, it's a good point, Leslie. I feel the same way. It is interesting. I have been here enough to feel like I know my way around. There is a downside, of course, too, because you have a job like county administrator for 8 years, you make decisions. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have long memories.
Some
people have long memories. In some respects, this is still a very small county, our population. So, there are some real upsides to having been here a little bit and been involved in some interesting projects and knowing sort of how things work.
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't take too much for granted. So,
true, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now, we haven't touched on estate planning or trusts or things like that, which you also will do.
Yes. So our practice, I talked about the local government part of our practice, and I have to because it is a big part of what we
certainly
do.
Mm-hmm.
The real estate is, of course, a big part of our practice. And with real estate, not just the transactional work, real estate settlements, but contracts, easements, if you're negotiating, lending with a bank, anything related to real estate, we do.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, so we do some estate planning and estate administration work, we'll help people with that. We also, a part of our practice is small business formation or business formation. So folks setting up new companies, setting up LLCs and with multiple members. So we do quite a bit of that work. And also business advice, business mergers or acquisitions or, ownership transfers, things like that. So business law and some estate planning. I'm anticipating that estate planning might become more simplified as the estate taxes limit rates, the limits are increased. And if Maryland can catch up with the federal, which there's a $5 million limit right now. So if you have an estate that's under that, you don't have to spend too much time hand-wringing on what you can do to do this and that and try to maximize your or minimize your tax liability in estate planning. Estate planning is something we do and we would help people with as well.
Well, and of course, laws are ever-changing. Times are ever-changing. So it always pays to consult with an attorney just to see what's the very latest information that you can have as you plan your estate and going forward to see what may change and what could happen tomorrow that you could plan for.
Absolutely. And the questions that some people come with, you can answer them usually in short order, and it puts puts their mind at ease. I mean, some people have impressions about estate planning or things they need to worry about or may have heard, and you're able able to dispel some myths and mm-hmm. put their mind at ease. And sometimes there's very little planning that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. You do see, though, and this is, I think, true over time, people do tend to wait to the very last sometimes to do some of the planning that they should do ahead of time. All of us have had to deal with aging parents and sort of watching all that happen. And when you get to the point where decisions have to be made and you don't have the right things in place, it can become a mess. I mean, I come from a family of five kids and other small or large families. You want to avoid the drama. Mm-hmm. If you can avoid the drama by having some of those things in place, like powers of attorney for both financial matters and health care, there's others that can help in the decision-making, that takes something out of the equation.
Yeah,
I can't promise you no drama, but it'll
at least minimize it.
Yeah, so, I would strongly encourage folks to really think about that. If you have aging parents and you're in that stage of making decisions about assisted living care, mm-hmm. you kind of see what's coming. Make sure somebody's empowered to make decisions on financial banking, making sure bills get paid, things like that. And then health care, of course, very important, because you don't want the government to make these decisions.
The worst time to try and figure this out is when you're under the stress of grief and you have everything going on at once. If you wait till the last minute to try and do this, I mean, I personally see that happen many, many times, and it's not good. It's not a pretty picture.
And it's interesting, even in my personal situation, you do, when you start to age and your parents start aging, there's a certain term where you're in denial. Oh, my parents aren't getting that. You're still thinking of them of the parents that they were when you were in your teens, and they
yes.
aren't. And you have to kind of face that. And the best thing you can do is go out and get the advice of someone who's been through it, who's going to be objective, who's going to guide you through those murky waters and say, okay, these are the things you need to plan. Yeah. You may not feel like you need to do it now, but really you should.
Right.
And that's the
so
best.
So that's sage advice.
There's always a trigger that gets people in to do some version of estate planning. Rarely does somebody just wake up and say, on my schedule today is to go do my estate plan, and there's no other external pressure.
Correct.
I mean, the expression, you know, the cobbler's kids have no shoes, right? So I went a long time myself and my wife without an estate plan until we were going to take our first trip, extended trip with we had four children. Mm-hmm. We hadn't traveled for a long time, and we were ready to take a trip without kids for the first time in probably 10 years. This was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
I realized, wow, maybe we should have something in place, right? We have four kids. We're about to go out of the country.
Yeah.
And we did one. But it took, you would have thought, oh, you become a lawyer. You know how to do a will. Do one right away. You just, so even the lawyers, it may take a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that all the time. There's something that compels people to say, wow, maybe it's time for me to go in. Because the ones that, I've found this, I've had young couples come in and say, we think we should do a will. We have kids. This is a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. You draft it all up, and you don't hear from them for a year.
Wow.
Because people will get that, and then they can take it home and read it, and then a lot of people don't even want to contemplate, you have to ask certain questions. If this happens, what about in this order?
That's overwhelming.
What about your kid? And when you always say, if something, God forbid, should happen to two parents, who's going to take care of your children?
Right.
You can see couples look at each other. Mm-hmm. You know they're not going to agree, and I think, I'm not going to hear from them for a while. Because just on that issue, people overthink, well, it's not going to be your Uncle Joe. It's going to be my Aunt Susie. It's going to be...
Right.
And then you sort of say, look, you all can think about that and get back to us. So it's good advice, but I also realize people, sometimes it takes a trigger or an event to get them to realize how to come in and see a lawyer.
Certainly. Mm-hmm.
Talk about estate planning.
All right. So let's give out the new address again and the contact numbers.
Okay. So we are now located at 120 Spear Road on the bypass, which is Route 291. And our phone number is 410-810-1381. That actually is the same number we've had for a long time, so that number didn't change. We are going to have a website. It is a work in progress, and we have a terrific webmaster, Brian.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hometown Media, we're excited about that. So we will have a web presence, so stay tuned for that. Our email address, I'll give you my email address, but this will be published elsewhere. But it's cmcleod at MLG for McLeod Law Group lawyers.com. And that actually is going to be our website. It'll be www.mlg-lawyers.com. But it's not there yet.
We'll have it up very soon.
So we'll have a web presence, and we are going to get the word out locally. And of course, again, thankful that you all would let me come here to get the word out. But
our pleasure.
We'll
Thanks
be doing some other advertising and let everybody know where we are. And hopefully we can be of service and be a real benefit to the community, too. We'll do our part on that front, too, as a small business in the community.
We know you will, and we wish you every continued success.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Under
the new
Thank
band.
You very much. Absolutely.
This is FM 102.3, 96.1 AM 1530. We are
WCTR The Town.
Look for us online at
WCTR.com.